This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
With Jack, you're with Dean. We're driving you home on this Tuesday.
Yes, and Before we come here to the wonderful Joy 94.9, we both like to get a refreshment.
We do.
I like to get a soy iced latte.
A soy what?
Iced latte. I think I said arsed.
It sounded like you said that.
I didn't mean to.
No, soy iced latte.
Put it there and then put it in my cup, please. and also today I got a banana bread with a lot. She's like, do you want butter? I'm like, of course I want butter. Don't be silly. And you always like your famous peppermint tea, which I think
like
is weird
tea.
Because you could just buy tea and use the water we have at Joy, but...
I want to do that.
Please, may I please have a $7
hot
water?
May I pay you money for the hot water and a slab of peppermint tea?
What is global warming anyway?
So you're in line to buy your...
I'm the only one on the line and I'm just the lady and then I hear someone go, hello. And I just assume he's talking to the lady working there. And so I ignore. And I'm like, oh, who is that? Are they talking to me? I hope not, because I'm not going to talk to anyone. Like, just so many people just harassing me. And I just don't like it. And it was Dean. And he goes, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline,
like,
hello.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But I did. I absolutely ignored and snubbed you.
You did.
But that's not me. That's the world. It's not about you.
It's not about me.
No.
So you're stubbing the world. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, because I often get, as a woman by herself, advances by strangers and not so well people. So you have to just sort of look in the middle distance, look forward when you walk, sometimes elbows out, and just walk straight and just don't talk to anyone and no one exists. I learned that in Paris.
Do you ever get recognised? Do people say,
absolutely
aren't
not.
You that comedian who did that national ad for that?
No, never.
Never? You don't get that?
No, only at family things. They're like, oh, we saw you on the telly. I'm like, yep. She goes, oh, and then, like, my phone plan doesn't work. I'm like, oh, I don't actually work for
the
company.
I just did the ad.
I just got paid to say a few lines. But I ignored my neighbour on the train. This guy, again, man, can feel the presence. Mm. He's just standing next to me. And he's like, hello. And I'm like, who the heck is this? Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God, Aiden, hello.
Oh, it's a friend.
Well, because it could have been anyone.
Oh.
You don't know how many times, because you have to engage with a person. You're like, oh, my God, you know, double down. Who was this?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's not my fault. It's the world.
Blame the world. You're in Joy.
Protect myself.
That's right. You were Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9.
Last week, Dean, I'm not sure if we mentioned this at all, but it was my birthday. Did we mention that?
Mentioned it once, twice, maybe three times.
I think maybe several times.
Yes.
It only happens seven times a year for me. That's all right. And so we went out, had a few,
we did have
a few little...
quiet ones.
Radio quiet drinks. And I was up, a friend of mine came in, and because I looked... glamorous, because I'd slap my face on. I was feeling cute, and sometimes I can be quite a lot. I can be like, I was like, what? And just kind of voguing around, just arms everywhere.
Yes.
And my friend came and I gave him a big cuddle. I'm like, hello, and he's like, you look great. And I'm like, stop. And then I was just voguing, shimmying, sashaying all around the
through
room
through the bar area. Yep.
And then, I wasn't even through the bar area. We were at the tables.
Oh, we were at the tables.
You were sitting.
Right,
you were sitting down in the corner.
I was in the booth. Yes.
He bought the food, of course. Thank you very much, T. Anyway, I threw my arms up to go, hey, baby, how you doing? Because, again, I'm dramatic. And next thing I know, the waiter's behind me with a tray and he has bumped into me because he can see this happening. He is behind me. I'm facing forward, loving life, going, it's my birthday. And just arms. I wish we could see what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot here.
Yes.
I am plieing away. And so, but he could see that.
Yes.
First of all, he didn't come through he went through the weird kind of back streets of the booths to come around to give my friend...
Was he collecting dirty glasses?
He had a full espresso martini, which he spilt all over me.
He spilt on you. You didn't...
No. Can I go through this again?
Yeah, okay.
I am facing my friend.
Oh, you can't see him. Yes, that's right.
I am facing my friend.
Yes.
I do not work there. He has come up behind me, who has been sashaying for a good 3 minutes, through a whole song, you might say.
There's a pattern emerging.
He works there.
Yes.
He is completely sober.
He should avoid.
He has a tray with one cocktail. He can see me, but proceeds to go right behind me into this amazing performance I'm giving everyone.
Yes.
And, of course, my arms go back because I've been going back for a minute, darling. I'm flying.
Yes.
And it bumps into me, and I've gone, I didn't realise because I didn't see him, obviously. No. I'm focused on performing the masses, and the espresso martini goes all over me, and he goes, oh, that was my fault. And I'm like, yeah, it was. And then he just walked away. There was, it was everywhere.
Yes.
And he didn't offer me a free drink. He didn't come up. He didn't come back and apologise. He just made my friend another drink, delivered it, and then just went.
Did he pat you down at all? Was it like, a, you know, because you're a little bit moist.
I'm surprised you didn't remember this. I was squawking about this for hours. I've gone, anyone see that?
Yes, well, I remember.
But you have to agree. He came behind me.
He did, but I don't know.
In the back street. What do you mean you don't know? There's that whole big area.
Yes.
Like this huge space that he could have come forwards to my friend, but he went round the booths near where you were, through the back.
But do you think he should have offered you a drink by way of compensation?
Of course he should have, because we had maybe 15 people there who were only there because of me.
Yeah.
That's what you know. And it's also a big establishment. It wasn't like, you know, mum and pop shop or whatever they call it.
No.
Didn't say a thing. Didn't come, didn't have a rag, didn't pat me down, didn't do a thing.
Didn't do a thing.
And I am livid.
Are we going to go back there again?
Possibly.
Dilemmas, dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male, because nobody knows how hard it is for us fellas.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Now, in the news this week, I saw with interest there's a study published last week about pet ownership, and in particular dog ownership. They've done this research to show that people who own dogs get better cardiovascular health.
Oh, good for you. Like, emotionally or physically?
Well, in fact, what it is, pet ownership is generally good for reducing stress. It also makes us more social and it gets us walking, which is really good.
That's good.
It's good. So I like walking my dog. My dog, as you know, I have a rescue greyhound named Bodhi, the greyhound, and we go for walks. We go for a walk in the morning and we go for a walk in the night.
Oh, that's lovely.
But being a dog owner, you have to be responsible about picking up the poo.
Of course you do. I am sick of having to
navigate. You don't want to pull in your shoe. No, that's right. So the other morning I was out, and you know, it's cold in the morning, so you know, out early.
Very cold.
Very cold, wasn't it, this morning? Taking Bodhi for his walk.
Mm-hmm.
He loves a good walk. And we're walking, and it's early. It's not, you know, the sun is up. Don't get me wrong. It's not dark, but it's early. But there are other people also walking their dogs.
Yep, it's that time.
He's done his business. I carried my bags with me.
Of course you did.
Do the little grab.
The inside out scooping.
Inside out scooping it in, that's right.
Oh, warm in your hand.
Which is kind of nice on these cold winter mornings.
Oh, gross.
Gross. But another dog owner in the park who had also got up early and gone to the effort of taking their dog for a walk.
Yeah, got the leash.
Got the dog. Says to me, excuse me, could I get a bag off you, please? and I'm thinking...
Drug deal. No, sorry.
No.
Beg your pardon.
I'm thinking, well, she doesn't want my full doggy bag. She wants an empty doggy bag.
Oh, yeah. Can I have that bag of poo, please?
Yeah, no. But I'm thinking, why would you get up that early to take your dog for a walk with the sole purpose of the dog going to the bathroom?
Yeah. She didn't say, oh, my God, I just used my last one. He's been pooping all morning.
Like, I wanted a bit of backstory.
Did she give it to you?
No, she did not.
Because do the parks have the bags
well,
on?
Well, this park, in fact, does have at the gateway.
Did you say that? Yeah, listen, Missy.
Well, I don't know. I didn't want to give her attitude because it's like
early.
You
probably have special ones.
No, don't anymore. I was getting the scented ones.
Yeah.
But then it just smells like warm strawberry poo, which is not nice.
And what's the point? You're not going to have them in
your house. I'm not going to smell. I'm just throwing them away. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I felt sort of conflicted. Do I sort of do a little lecture about responsible dog ownership and carrying your bags with you? Or do I just hand one over
and avoid
the fuss? So I just handed one over and avoided the fuss. But I thought, how weird to go for a walk with your dog
and not
take dog bags with you.
Yeah, that's what... Usually people tie them to their leash.
You tie to the leash or your little bag or put it in your pocket.
You think? But she didn't even...
No backstory,
she expected
though.
It. She didn't apologise and go, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
None of that. None of that.
Really? No.
You
should have said, clean up this. And had a squat.
No.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.